You're listening to World News from the BBC. Police in eastern India have shot dead a young male tiger, which had killed at least 9 people since May, including a woman and her 8-year-old son on Saturday. 200 forestry workers with trackers on elephants took part in the hunt near the Valmiki Tiger Reserve in Bihar State. Terrorized villagers living nearby, who beat tin containers at night to ward off the tiger, celebrated after it was shot. Previous attempts to tranquilize the animal, known as the man-eater of Champaran, had failed. Indian conservationists say urban development is bringing dangerous wild animals into more frequent contact with humans. More than 1,300 people who've received football banning orders in England and Wales must hand their passports to the police to prevent them from travelling to next month's World Cup in Qatar. Simon Jones reports.
Fans given banning orders for offences such as hooliganism and hate crimes will be stopped from travelling to Qatar and its neighbouring countries from 10 days before the World Cup begins until the end of the competition. Those who fail to surrender their passports to the police and attempt to travel could face up to 6 months in prison or a hefty fine. The Home Secretary, Suella Braverman, warned she would not let the behaviour of a minority of lawbreakers tarnish the tournament. She said police officers from the UK had been working closely with the authorities in Qatar to help ensure a safe and successful event.
Two Australian climate activists have glued their hands to the clear protective covering on a Picasso painting in the National Gallery of Victoria. The group Extinction Rebellion has claimed responsibility. Police in the state capital Melbourne were summoned and arrested the pair once their hands were freed from the painting Massacre and Career, which depicts the horrors of war. The painting was undamaged. BBC News.